It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan. The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I love bridges.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I love volcanoes.
Enormity
at the
of
club,
stupidity is just overwhelming.
The
where have you guys been?
Pop me up over there, bitch.
What an exciting time.
Your source right phone, bitch.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
This is bitches behind names.
No ducks.
Freaking bitch!
I have concepts of a plan.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
The Pub Beer guys must be so proud.
Yeah, black dong.
Hey-o!
Black, please, thank you.
There you go. That's how you get a sponsorship.
Show you my boots.
Right there.
I think you can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. I stand by that.
Can you hand out Pub Beer on Halloween?
I think the Pub Beer guys would love that.
Yeah. Are we, pretty soon we're going to have to listen to the stories about, like, fentanyl and our kids' Halloween candy and all that?
You know? Yeah, coming up.
Yeah, coming up. I'm just going to hand out beer for Halloween now. I'm going to be that house. Like, can I ID some kids? You show me your Power Ranger con. Hey, I heard you were giving out Pub Beer. I'm going to need to see some ID. Kid pulls out, like, his elementary ID card. I'm like, that's good enough for me. Here you go, son. Don't tell your parents.
What if you did hand out beer?
I think I'd get in a lot of trouble.
Would you?
You know there'd be one wiener kid that would rat me out. You know, there'd be one kid that breathes entirely, like, through his mouth. And he would go home, and he would tell his mom. And then Karen would come to my house, and the police would get involved. And next thing you know, I'm in some trouble.
Yeah.
You can't hand out beer to kids.
You can't. But at the same time, they wouldn't want it. Like, they're too little. Like, maybe the teens would want
it. At what age do you want the illegal beers? Like, 13? 16?
Yeah, I'm going to go
16.
Yeah, at least 16.
Maybe 15, like, if your parents really, really suck.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the 13-year-olds, you think the 7th graders aren't combing for free booze?
I was teaching 8th grade today. There's no way that those kids are drinking anything harder than, you know, a Yahoo or whatever.
And if they are, well...
Like a White Claw, maybe?
If they want booze,
they're not drinking that.
It's not beer.
Because I remember being...
Beer's gross when you're 13.
Yeah, it was so long ago, but I'm trying to remember because ours was the... I got my hands on some Henry Weinhard's wine coolers.
Ooh.
Some Schmitz?
My parents, my dad that passed away, my stepdad, and then my mom... They had, like, the secret, like, they had, like, three other Mormon families they would get together with, and they'd go down to Shasta, and they would drink. And, like, it was like, oh, it was big controversy.
What?
So when my parents would come back, there'd be a cooler, and, like, out in the garage, and they didn't think anyone knew about it. Sorry, Mom, I knew about it. And I remember sneaking out there and getting some wine coolers, and that was the Bartle & James wine coolers, and I want to say it was around there, like... I had like 13-ish, but I do remember that hard liquor and beer were not like...
I was going to say that's different than beer.
That's different, yeah. I remember having like an old Milwaukee when I was about that age and being like, that's the worst thing of all time. And then whiskey was worse than that. I think a buddy had some like, his buddy's dad had maybe like some Old Crow or something. Some just crap, and like we took a shot of it, and I thought I was going to die. And then you had to pretend that it was awesome.
Yeah.
We're at my buddy Todd Lucas's house, and he's like, hey, man, got a bottle of Old Crow. I'm like, yeah, let's have a shot. And then I'm like, this is great. And inside, I'm dying.
Well, that's true of beer, too. I mean, when you first tried beer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
This is good stuff. This is great. This is great.
Choir That's prime taste. Mad Dog 2020 time.
Yeah. The orange jubilee or grape, the only acceptable flavors of Mad
red
Dog.
Red and light blue.
I never had Mad Dog.
You weren't a jubilee guy, huh? The Mad Dog?
No, we were too upscale in Kansas.
Too bougie for the $4 wine.
Did you get some Aftershock, were you?
We had, well, no, that's a little after my time, the Aftershock. Yeah. We had the what did people drink that I couldn't believe they drank? What is that called?
Four Loko?
Oh, God, no. I'm old.
Yeah, we're old.
No, sorry. I thought that was back in your day.
What's like the pure... It's like... It's a drink, but it's like pure ethanol. It's like gasoline.
Oh, Everclear?
Everclear.
Oh, my God.
People would drink Everclear.
Really?
That's good stuff, dude.
When you were young?
Well, I mean, high school.
That's a bold move.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe people drank it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drink that over absinthe.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Absinthe is gross.
I hate that to this
so
day.
So gross.
Someone said, I have a 13-year-old daughter. Many will happily take beer. They won't like the taste, but the forbiddenness of it is what they want. So that's my thing.
Kids are
dumb. Kids will do all kinds of stuff that they hate if you're like, it's cool.
Yeah, but 13, we're talking about trick-or-treaters, dude. These kids are like 5. They don't want your pub beer.
Okay, okay.
I don't want your life.
White Claws it is.
Yeah,
High Noons, dude. It's not White Claws. Sips?
It's a juicy drink.
High Noon tequila lime. That stuff's fire.
Is that going to be the new one where people, instead of like fentanyl in your candy, we're spiking your juicy juice with, what was Michael Jackson? He had the Jesus juice, right?
Yeah.
He was just pouring like straight wine into kids like sippy cups. Let's try that.
All right.
The early days of your drink, is there anyone that had good early days of alcohol? I don't think it exists.
No. Because you don't like any of it.
No, it's all terrible.
You just know you have to do it. You know, to get the chicks.
You have to power through it.
You have to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, I think I honestly think the stuff that I remember, that the first time I actually liked something, and it's like the worst drink on earth, but the first thing I can remember when I was probably about 14 that I was like, oh, this actually tastes good, was a Midori Sour. I remember being like 13, 14 years old and had a Midori Sour, and I was like, this doesn't taste like alcohol at all.
Gross.
Yeah, exactly. Like now, if you put one of those in front of me, I'm like, seriously? But for like 13, 14-year-old you that had been drinking just the worst liquor on earth, it was the first thing I tasted that didn't actually taste horrid. It tasted like a green slushy.
I remember loving Jim Beam Green Apple and thinking it was the cheap version of Crown Green Apple because I was so used to Skol Vodka.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you like those honey whiskeys?
Yeah, some of the flavored whiskeys are all right. It's
like
very
peanut butter whiskey.
Dude, the Screwball peanut butter whiskey is delightful.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the new Fireball on the golf course.
Is it?
I've noticed.
People are doing the Screwball?
Yeah, Fireball has been synonymous with shots on a golf course forever.
I told you, my buddies in the liquor business that said that the Fireball people are pissed because it was, for years, it was like the number one seller.
Yeah.
And now
No one drinks it anymore.
It's old news.
It's just pure sugar. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And so now people are doing the
peanut butter whiskey.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Flavored whiskeys.
I told you one of the best old, and it's not an old fashioned, it's just what they called it. It was at the Encore. There's a little like brunch spot at the Encore, and they made their version of the old fashioned. And it was Screwball whiskey, and then there was like some Remy Martin mixed in there with a couple other things.
Yeah.
And like a piece of peanut brittle that they put in there. That I think I ordered like six of those at brunch. That was one of the best beverages I've ever had. And that's what kind of got me started down the I was like, what, peanut butter whiskey? I was like, let's go.
Was that perhaps at Jardine?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
If you're ever there, order their peanut butter old fashioned, and I'm telling you, you're welcome. I've tried to recreate it at the house, and it's fine.
You ain't recreating that.
No. It's fine. I can do a decent version of it, but it is nowhere near what they do down there.
It's a delightful spot.
You guys ever do 40s on the golf course?
No.
You should.
Boy. All you need to know about Will right there is do you do 40s?
There's a bit of an age gap here. I don't even really drink on the course anymore.
Well, what's the point of golfing, then?
Well, I like the actual game.
I do too, but it's also an excuse to drink.
Every once in a while I have a bev.
I like it. My man, because I am not a member, but I have friends that are. And my man Joel at the turn at Royal Oaks.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's got a banquet for me. He sees my name on the tee sheet, and I'll just come by, and he just smiles, and there's a Coors banquet waiting for me.
He is such a fan. He saw me on the tee sheet there a few times and had whiskey ready for
me.
He's
great.
He's just the best.
He is. Phenomenal.
He's just the best.
Shout out to Joel.
If only you could all be like that. I'm just kidding. We love you. Just give us drinks and stuff, you know?
There you go.
True story.
All right. Well, we got to get back on track here.
Focus, will you?
What's coming up next? I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We will. On The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.